listener production.
Hi, it's Tamara Clark with your local news update. Labor's Anthony Albanese is our 31st Prime Minister, but locally things are looking much the same. Tony Passon is resuming the seat of Barker for the Liberal Party. That means it's better luck next time for Labor's Mark Braze, Greens candidate Rosa Hillam and UAP's David Swiggs. The South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas is congratulating Albanese on his win.
I look forward to working with Anthony Albanese. Albo and I are good mates. I've known Albo for some time. I very much look forward to spending time with him whenever he's in South Australia, and I always catch up with him if I'm either in Sydney or Canberra.
In other news, a local disability advocate is pushing for more awareness when it comes to disability accessibility in the Blue Lake City. It comes after he was disallowed into a hospitality venue because of his service dog. To COVID restrictions now, and it's just 1 week until masks are in the bin at Limestone Coast schools. At least that's the prediction ahead of a high-level meeting tomorrow. The Premier will catch up with the Emergency Management Council to discuss the next steps to a COVID normal and review the current advice. Peter Malinauskas is keen to ensure South Australia is more than ready to scrap the emergency declaration on June 30. Meantime, several residents in Wattle Range are complaining about new signing around intersections in the area. The government's put up 10 signs in the local government area. Local Dale Prince tells the Border Watch it's over the top. There are 2 signs for each of the 5 new intersections, and he thinks that money could have been better spent elsewhere. To sport and having a closer look at the Sir Doug Nicholls round in the AFL, where the Western Bulldogs have donned a Bowen Dick-inspired guernsey for the second year running. Former Dogs player Lindsay Gilbey designed the shirts reflecting his family history as well as Mount Gambier's history. Listener.